While next month's Gilmore International Keyboard Festival celebrates what pianos can do, we tend to overlook what they're made of. The festival is partnered with the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts to bring us the photography exhibit Inside Steinway. As WMUK's Aaron Williams reports, photographer Christopher Payne takes us through the piano factory.
Every step is handmade. There are a few parts of the piano where it doesn't affect the quality of the music and the tone. They use machines for those, but they're still, most of those machines are still hand operated, and a lot of it's done by eye and touch and feel. So even in the finish of the casing and the rim, it's so much of it is done by hand. It's amazing.
Educated as an architect, Christopher Payne has made a name for himself photographing mental hospitals, yarn mills, and subway power stations. In this exhibition, we go inside the piano factory of One Steinway Place in Astoria, Queens. With an up-close intimacy, Payne shows the dissection of every moving musical part, from the bending of the piano rims to the insertion of felt pieces that will go near the piano keys to prevent them from wiggling. Payne himself comes from a musical family. His grandmother was a piano teacher, his mother is a music teacher, and his father was famed harpsichordist and organist Joseph Payne. But Christopher himself never could master the music world as a performer.
I never was able to play anything that well, and I guess I found a different calling. But just being around it made me appreciate music, especially played on a piano and all the work that goes into that.
Payne took his first tour of the Steinway factory back in 2002 and was so moved by the experience that he knew he had to document it. His images depict not only the parts, but the people that work at the building's factory.
One of the things that we tried to do when we were selecting images was to show the process, but also to show the people. And many of these people have been craftsmen and have worked at Steinway for a long time. And they have this great devotion to perfection and fine craftsmanship.
Inside the Ethel Denton Gross Gallery at the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts, exhibitions director Vicki Wright and I walk and talk through the 23 photos on display. It's best to get close and study each groove, wood strip, and curve that falls into place during the assembly process. Wright herself says that the exhibition has had a great response. She says this behind-the-scenes education ties in well with the Gilmore Festival.
People can, I think, get a lot of different things from this show. They can come and really see behind the scenes and learn a little bit about the construction of pianos, if they're interested in knowing that. But Chris's photographs are also strong photographs as works of art. And so there's an aesthetic quality that I think people will appreciate. There's just something interesting about looking at the faces and of the people who've been there, and you can almost see in their faces how dedicated they are.
In a world where we can create entire symphonies on our computers, Payne hopes that people appreciate the complexity of something so timeless as the piano.
As much as I'm learning about how a piano is constructed, the more I know about it, the more I realize how complex it is, and the more it just amazes me that these things work so flawlessly on stage. They work so well, you don't even question what's inside the piano. All you focus on is just the music.
Payne will be giving a talk about the exhibition at the KIA on Thursday. Inside Steinway will be on view through May 25th. For more information, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Aaron Williams.